A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hi there, it's Matthew Donald here to tell you about the Matthew Donald Patreon. That's right, I bet you didn't see this coming. Patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my shows, The Right Way and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus episodes, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. And this month, we're talking about the classic dinosaur movie, perhaps my favorite movie of all time. It came out in a year ending in three. It has four syllables, three syllables in the first word, one in the second. First word ends in ick. That's right. It's the one, the only, the best classic dinosaur movie of all time. sorry, I had something in my throat there. Anyways, it's Pacific Rim. That's right, Pacific Rim. Now, I bet you're thinking, wait a minute, Donald, that's not a dinosaur movie. And that's where you're wrong. Remember that scene where Charlie Day said, you know, there was a trial run with the kaiju. It was the dinosaurs. That counts. It's my favorite movie of all time, guys. We just wanted an excuse to talk about it. In fact, we want such an excuse to talk about it, they're probably going to talk about it every year. Check out the link in the description for our first of our annual Pacific Rim episodes for the Patreon. Thank you for your support and have a wonderful day. Oh, it's great. Life's so great.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that's so dumb it thinks Triassic is describing someone with three butt cheeks.
I have no idea where you're going with that, but that just...
I came up with that one, I was like, oh my god, I have to use it on you.
Right, exactly.
My best one yet.
yeah, that was really good.
Podcast is over, we peaked.
Yeah, we peaked, that's it, we're done. If I was thinking ahead of time enough, I'd have been like, yes, that was my nickname in high school for the same reason.
Okay, so here's the thing. If it's Triassic, is that actually three butt cheeks or is that three assholes and thus four butt cheeks?
six butt cheeks, depending on where they're placed.
I guess it's, Yeah, it's true. Imagine two butt cheeks, the two butt cheeks in the middle sharing...
Or
my name's Matthew Donald. Each week,
It could be conjoined triplets connected.
My name's Matthew Donald, and each week I had a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by the person who wants to replace the director of Human Centipede in their next movie, in the next horror show. It's Lawrence Mack.
And spoiler alert, we will be having some Triassics in there as well. that's how we sold the reboot to the film companies.
Yeah.
Yep. They were like, that is so hot. It's gonna be like a three-way centipede.
Come out. What have I done? Maybe I picked the wrong person to
right?
talk this about.
All right, and cut.
All right, dinosaur-related questions. There's no coming back from that. No, let's just talk about
Triceratops. We should have started that one at the end.
I'll just go from the topic at hand. We're just talking about Triceratops. Oh, no, try again.
Right,
no,
exactly. Oh, no. Yeah, I thought that's why you did that.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my God.
Right? Triceratops is from the Triassic period, which means it has to star in our new film.
It's from the Cretaceous period, dumbass.
I know. What? I was just going along with the
God, I'm actually seriously considering starting this episode. But I'm not going to. The show must go on!
It must go on! All of a sudden, your listeners are going to jump in, and this is going to be where we start the episode. They're just going to hear us start talking about Triceratops right away. And be like, what happened to the intro? It's been buried in a hole.
Like a dinosaur.
Exactly. And we're hoping that it does not fossilize and it just evaporates like it was snapped away
like,
by Thanos.
Like two farts from a Triassic person. Like a two... Three butt cheeks, right? So,
That's actually the main plot of the movie.
It's just a person who farts twice. I just imagine this is more of a sequel to Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, exactly, sure.
The Swiss Army Triassic Man.
Right, yeah. You got extra plugs to put in body parts.
Yeah.
Right. So Triceratops.
Yeah, it means three-horned face. That's all it means, three-horned face. Don't put any...
That's how we connect in the Human Centipede movie.
No! No! No!
That's why we needed a Triassic
Mom,
person.
If you're listening, still, which you're not.
My mother actually asked me today about wanting to listen to some of these episodes.
And you're like, let's start with this one. It's called the Triceratops.
Exactly. It's like, hey, I got the perfect one so you
know the sad thing is, this is probably the one kids are going to listen to.
Right, yeah. Oh, gosh. Maybe we should make two and make this one an explicit version. And then when you edit down to a kid-friendly version, it'll just be, hi, this is Triceratops, it had horns, goodbye, the end. That's the only thing.
Like, oh, hey, you kids, this is a Triceratops, ooh, it's a magic and a rainbow and a sunshine, hi, everybody. Okay, that actually sounds worse.
That's so much worse. Parents would never let their children listen to that.
Okay, well, I'm gonna edit this down so well.
Uh-huh.
The show must go
must
on.
Go
I'm going
on.
To salvage this wreck.
Sure. Yes. Just like we did with that movie.
Type, it is a Chasmosaurian ceratopsid. Or Chasmosaurian ceratopsid. Speaking of chasms. No!
That's where the horns go.
No! The subgroup of horned dinosaurs that includes Triceratops. Wait a second. This is Triceratops. I can't use that this time. How about the subgroup of horned dinosaurs that does not include Styracosaurus? Those are the Centrosaurian ceratopsids. Boom!
Boom.
Size 26 to 30 feet, / 8 to 9 meters long, 7 to 13 tons. After all the other horned dinosaurs we covered on this show that are closer to 15 feet and 2 to 3 tons, it's easy to forget just how huge Triceratops was. So,
no kidding. I always thought it was kind of similarly sized to some of the other ones.
Oh, no. Like, you put Styracosaurus next to Triceratops. Styracosaurus is beauty.
Interesting. I didn't actually realize that.
Well, I think in Jurassic Park Operation Genesis, Styracosaurus was classified as a small herbivore, while Triceratops was a large herbivore, I think.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
Neat. Yeah. I did learn something on this show.
Yeah.
It is good for your children, guys.
Yes, please keep listening. I promise I won't bring up any of that other stuff ever again. It was just...
Right.
We've moved
exactly.
Past that. Like the Earth did in the after the Permian extinction, that horrible dying that was from, you know, volcanic gas from a certain part of the world. Don't infer anything from that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. We moved on, you know?
It was just the Uno-astic period.
It did. In fact, the Permian period did lead into the Triassic period.
all the gases just were too much for just one, so it had to make three.
You know, actually, that'd be kind of interesting. It's called the Triassic period because the Permian extinction was caused by three big volcanoes.
Exactly.
That's my theory. I'm publishing a paper
they
on it shortly.
They just tooted at the same time. Boom.
Yeah.
The new Human Centipede is actually going to be us just sacrificing people into those because, you know, it's...
I was going to say, if it's that's it, then the human centipede is Earth.
Yeah.
Have you seen Eternals yet?
I have seen Eternals.
Okay, so that's Celestial. That's the human
centipede. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Tiamat.
Tiamat, yeah. Tiamat's Triassic area region, and...
That's caused the permanent extinction.
Yes, that was the first thing that was formed when they were trying to make him. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened.
When the Celestials are trying to make him, yeah.
Yes.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was definitely different from the other Marvel movies, but I liked it.
I think there was a few points where it was a little busy, maybe.
Yeah, but... Anyways, let's talk about a serious movie directed by an Academy Award winning director. And then we're talking about Triassic now, okay.
Right, yeah. That director won an Academy Award. I don't know who directed it.
Chloe Zhao, Nomadland. It won Best Picture, and she won Best Director last year in 2020.
Oh. I don't know that.
She's a Chinese-American director who... Chloe Zhao, yeah.
Nomadland.
I hear it's a very boring movie.
Oh, well, that's what won an Academy Award.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I'll tell you what, Triassic Centipede is going to be winning every Academy Award there is. Best Picture, Best Assic, Best...
Best Try. You tried real hard. Yeah. I win that award all the time.
I tried real hard.
Good, nice. You had the best try.
Yeah.
You didn't make it, but boy how do you try? All right. Anyways, Oh, it was a herbivore. We're still in this.
We're still in this portion? I had no idea it was a herbivore.
Time Late Cretaceous, 68 to 66 million years ago. Location, North America. Described in 1889 pop culture appearances. Here we go. The Jurassic Park franchise, Fantasia, Land Before Time, Dino Island, Zoo Tycoon. In fact, that's a dinosaur present in the original game as an Easter egg before the expansion pack themed around dinosaurs. When dinosaurs roamed America, briefly in Walking with Dinosaurs as a Carcass, 1 million years BC, Transformers as a Dinobot, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as an alien race called the Triceratons, Dino Riders, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Ark Survive of the Wild, Prehistoric Park, Clash of the Dinosaurs, The Dinosaurs Yet Come, The Toy Story series from 3 onwards, and many, 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 many more.
Is this the point where you're gonna edit it so that it's the super fast high speed?
I might.
To fit all those in there.
Yeah, I might.
The Jurassic Park franchise, Fantasia, Land Before Time, Dino Island, Zoo Tycoon. In fact, that's a dinosaur present in the original game as an Easter egg before the expansion pack themed around dinosaurs. When dinosaurs roamed America, briefly in Walking with Dinosaurs as a Carcass, 1 million years BC, Transformers as a Dinobot, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as an alien race called the Triceratons, Dino Riders, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Ark Survive of the Wild, Prehistoric Park, Clash of the Dinosaurs, The Toy Story series from 3 onwards, and many, 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 many more.
I remember seeing the first time in the original Jurassic Park. I was always sad. It was sick, but
we never found out why it was sick.
That's gonna be the plot of Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom.
Dominion. Oh my goodness!
The Fallen Kingdom was.
By the way, which if Dominion does not feature the crew of Deep Space Nine coming out to save everyone, I'm going to be severely disappointed.
That makes sense. But I just like to imagine, the plot of Dominion is that Triceratops, it's still sick. It's been 25 years.
It's 25 years. We can't figure out what's wrong.
He's still alive. He's clicking off. This is the saddest movie.
Turns out, ladies and gentlemen, that Triceratops was just lactose intolerant.
That does make you sick for 30 years, yeah.
Well, they kept trying to give it milk. And it doesn't have any toes, so of course it's going to be lactose intolerant.
Oh, my God. You know, honestly, I much prefer that joke right now after hearing all this Triassic nonsense.
Right, exactly. My corny wordplay joke that, you know, even the 4-year-olds are like,
just
really?
Like, 4-year-olds are like, aw, Dad. Aw.
My 4-year-olds, whenever they get to be, you know, whenever they exist and end up getting to be that age, by the time they're 4, you'll be like, that one again, Dad? I remember that when you told me when I was 3 days old. That's how many times you told me this joke.
I remember you telling me that in utero.
Instead of listening to classical music, I'm just going to record a whole bunch of dad jokes for them to listen to while they're in there. I'm going to make these kids just like me.
And we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
Okay, so here it is. One of the last classic dinosaurs anyone could name for us to cover on the show. Like, because we've done Apatosaurus, Stegosaurus, Velociraptor, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and now this. That's the big quinfecta.
Quinfecta.
famous dinosaurs. The one any schmuck can name.
Right.
You go down to Biblesville, Mississippi, find the most run-down house with no electricity or water where Martha Lou, her daddy, brother, husband, and their 12 kids live, and ask any of them to name all the dinosaurs they know.
And they'll just tell you dinosaurs never existed, the Earth is 4,000 years old, you're crazy.
But they will still have Triceratops on their list of dinosaurs they know. That's my point.
That's true. They'll be like, those heathens that talk about these non-existent creatures from before the Earth was even made and any time existed, Triceratops is one of those. That fantasy film, Jurassic Park.
I mean, they're not wrong that it's a fantasy film.
That other fantasy film, Walking with Dinosaurs. I mean, sort of fantasy, kind of documentary style.
Yeah, I mean, the film version is definitely a fantasy.
In that fantasy store at the museum.
The fantasy store where they sell those bones.
Yeah.
They've just been to the gift shop. Maybe that's why they're so uneducated. It's a gift shop.
They walked in and be like, it costs $20. How much is the gift shop? Well, free if you don't buy anything. We'll go there.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so that's the thing. Like, this is Triceratops. This is the one that fights back. You know, that's what it's famous for. The one that fights back is the mean T-Rex. All the others flee in terror, except for Ankylosaurus and Torosaurus. Even though Stegosaurus was around with T-Rex, I bet it would fight back too. It's just the duckbill dinosaurs, like a Monosaurus, that fled in terror. And even then, I bet the pre-duckbill or nithopods, like Iguanodon, would have fought back with those bulky arms and their thumb spikes.
Yeah.
Still, though, Triceratops was a formidable herbivore, one of the many main dinosaurs attributed to the Bone Wars. Yeah, you know.
Oh my gosh!
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It wasn't even there.
Matt, get your mind out of the gutter. Okay,
right, Lawrence, get your mind out of. I was literally just gonna say, get your mind out of bed, and I didn't even mean it to be the gutter type of bed. I meant the sleep type of bed.
Okay, that's what someone in the gutter would say.
It is. Caught me.
Anyway.
Now, where are those handcuffs?
Anyways, so Bone Wars participant, Bone Wars soldier, Bone Wars veteran, O'Neill Charles Marsh, he's the one who described it after the fossils of its horns were first found, actually here in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But specifically, since he mistakenly believed the formation it was found in to be part from the Pliocene epoch, he initially thought it was from an enormous bison, which he described as Bison altacornis.
I could see them looking like ginormous, cute, adorable bisons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, once he found out the complete skull, though, he realized that he had done goofed.
Yeah.
That's not a bison. That's not a cow skull.
It's not? I thought it looked pretty similar, honestly. If I saw a Triceratops and a bison standing next to each other, I don't know if I'd be able to tell the difference.
I mean, the Pseudoceratops does have those horns that are like a longhorn cattle sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should put my glasses on.
Your glasses are on. You need to put your second pair of glasses on.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
They're glasses for your glasses.
This is what I get for learning everything from Triassic Centipede.
What happened, though, after he found this complete skull, this skull, which was later, it would later be the holotype that Triceratops got its name, found in the Lance Formation in Wyoming initially. And initially, just as the license plates of that state portray, it was found by a freaking cowboy.
Unbelievable. Why does that not surprise me?
In 1888, Edmund B. Wilson was riding on his horse and found the skull poking out of the side of a ravine. He was then like, what in tarnation? That ain't no normal cow skull you find in these here parts. And then, I swear this part is true. Like that part I made up.
Do we have a recording of that?
But this part, I swear, is true. He threw a lasso around the horns and yanked it down the ravine.
I feel like that's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, how did he survive? I'm picturing a much steeper area that he's dragging it out from. But...
Well, and also, I'm just imagining, how did the skull survive?
Because
that's a brittle thing. He just yanks it and just...
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it recently rained and the ground was loose.
I don't know, but so Marsh heard about this and ordered the rest of the skull to be salvaged. And since there were three horns on the skull, Marsh gave it the legendary name Triceratops, or Three-Horned Face. This is automatically the most interesting thing to have ever happened in that boring-ass state of Wyoming.
Yeah,
at me, Wyoming. It's all 14 of you. I can take you all on.
Right? Oh, 15 when I had a kid.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And then that one had a kid with the other one, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the Alabama relatives of Martha Lou.
To be fair, I guess they have Yellowstone, which would explain the bisons.
Yeah. And the volcano. Speaking of, nope.
Right, speaking of pure and imminent death.
Despite its unique name, though, Triceratops is far from the only horned dinosaur to have three horns. Much of its subgroup, the Chasmosaurian Ceratopsians, had a similar structure of horns, with one on each brow and one on the nose. The funny thing is about the Chasmosaurian Ceratopsians, though, is that all of them had very, very long frills that go well past the shoulders, which you can see in Chasmosaurus, Pentaceratops, and Torosaurus. All three of these are in Jurassic World Evolution, so...
Of course.
So, welcome up there.
So you can compare them by just breeding them all and putting them in the same cage and watching them fight.
Yet Triceratops' frill was quite short in comparison, which makes it more similar to the frills of the other group of horned dinosaurs, the Centrosaurian Ceratopsids. Despite this, Triceratops is still considered to be a Chasmosaurian Ceratopsid rather than a Centrosaurian one, and it just happened to have a short frill, which is a huge relief, I say. I was really worried there for a second.
I was sweating.
For a long time, paleontologists assumed the horn and frills of the Ceratopsians were meant for defensive purposes, such as in its famous rivalry with Tyrannosaurus that paleoartists have loved to draw for nearly a century. However, while they could have certainly doubled as defensive structures, it's becoming more and more apparent, based on the elaborate designs of other horned dinosaurs, that their primary function was more likely for display and courtship. A male would sway his head to show off those big frilling horns, and the females would be like, "Ooh, me so horny, you so horny," and then they go copulate.
And if they're real lucky, they'll be able to make a Triassic out of it.
Yeah. Of course, one more thing to mention about Triceratops is its brief consideration to be absorbed into the genus Torosaurus.
Oh.
And who else would have proposed this theory other than arch enemy of the show, Jack freaking Horner? Jack Horner!
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
To be fair, this instance, it was not just him this time. But he certainly spearheaded the movement.
Of course he did, because why not?
Horner and his contemporaries, his cronies.
His cronies. Just picture this paleontological, summit. You just see Jack Horner come in. He has some little goons behind him.
My name is Horner, and I'm going to take this other Horner, the three-horned face, down. Jack Horner and others argue that Triceratops and Torosaurus were anatomically identical except for their frills, and the study of sub-adult ceratopsian skulls versus adult skulls showed evidence that Triceratops' frill, which again, as aforementioned, is a lot shorter than the other ones, had more features in common with sub-adults than adults. Thus, he proposed the idea that Triceratops should instead be classified as a sub-adult Torosaurus, something that sparked great debate and fury among paleontologists. Like, if you think Pluto being demoted from being a planet is a bad thing, imagine getting rid of Triceratops. Imagine the backlash from that.
Get rid of Apatosaurus anymore.
I mean, they did get rid of Brontosaurus, but then they brought it back.
Right, exactly.
So,
Brontosaurus,
Jack Horner loves to do this, by the way. He really seems like, along with the whole Pachycephalosaurus, Stegomog, Dracolex debacle, similar animals can't exist in Jack Horner's mind. They must be the same animals.
Right,
different stages. Exactly. A chimpanzee isn't its own thing. It's just a subadult gorilla.
Yeah, a dolphin
isn't its own thing. It's just a subadult whale.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know?
A go-kart isn't its own thing. It's just a subadult Ferrari.
Car. Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
wait a second. Does that mean my car is going to grow up to be a
Porsche?
Tesla?
A Porsche. Wait, is your car electric?
It's a hybrid.
No, it'll grow up to be a bigger hybrid. It's the same type of thing. Listen to Jack Horner.
That's right.
It started out as a lowly Prius. Now, what was it now?
It's a C-Max.
Okay, so now it's a C-Max, and then it's going to become...
One of those new F-150s?
Yeah.
Or this is all electric. No, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Something like that.
I don't know.
It's going to be a big hybrid car.
Look, the idea of Triceratops and Torosaurus being the same genus in different stages of life isn't entirely unfounded. The real issue comes to the fact that Horner wanted Torosaurus to carry the name rather than Triceratops, rendering Triceratops an invalid species name, despite scientific nomenclature clearly stating the species described first takes priority when two species are later recognized to be the same. Triceratops was described in 1890, while Torosaurus was described in 1970, a full 80 years later.
Did Horner describe Torosaurus?
In 1970? I mean, he might have. I don't know. That's a good point.
I'm just wondering if it's like a personal thing and that's why he wanted to do that.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let me. Okay, again.
I think he's old enough for that.
Yeah, he's about that age. I mean, he was one of the consultants for Jurassic Park.
So
93 is close to 70, right?
Right, yeah.
It's actually way closer to 70 than it is now.
Yeah.
23 years versus 29 years. Or 28
exactly.
years, yeah.
70 is closer to 23 than we are to 93.
Yeah. You know, we are closer now. We are now closer to 2050 than 1990.
That's disgusting. Remember that gray hair that disappeared earlier?
Yeah.
That might have not even been this episode. Might have been a different one.
Yeah.
It's back, and it brought friends.
I'm getting gray hairs on my beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look.
I can't see
it. Take my word for it.
You dyed him before the show.
Yeah, I wanted this.
Hey, some people do. You know that just for men, don't they have a gray option or like a salt and pepper option kind of thing? Fine. Where it like covers up some of the gray?
Wait. Well, my sources differ.
Uh-oh. Now, kids, this is why it's important to cite your sources so that people can tell you you're wrong.
I apologize, listeners, for saying that Torres was described in 1970. It was described in
1891. Oh. So it was still after Triceratops, but a lot
Yeah,
closer.
Okay, and also earlier I said it was described in 1890. Yeah, it's 1989, and Triceratops was 1889, so yeah. Just barely later. So still, Jack Horner's full of crap, but
yeah.
Slightly less now.
Right, yeah.
Not quite
a
Triassic's level of crap, but
exactly.
More like a standard duoassic, diassic.
I feel like that's just the stupidest move, because why? You've seen how people, like, you know, your comment about Pluto was really not that far off. It's like, you've seen people's reaction to demoting Pluto from a planet. Yeah, you know, it doesn't seem like a good call. I mean, there's so much, not just merchandising, you know?
People
just call everything Triceratops. Like, come on.
Right.
So that's my next question.
Yes.
Is Torosaurus bigger than Triceratops?
See, that's the thing, too. I thought it was smaller.
Yeah, because we're talking about how big Triceratops was. How could that be a subspecies or a subadult?
I don't know what to believe anymore. I thought Taurus was described in 1970s. It was described in 1891.
Right? We have talked about how educational this show is, right?
Yeah.
We're just simply educating your audience on the importance of proper research.
Yes, exactly. Like, yes. We make jokes, but we're actually bringing into light the very serious and chronic disease that is known as Triassicism.
So it's not actually a sexual deviation at all. It's just the inability to properly cite your sources or something. I don't know.
No, it's literally someone having three buck trees.
Yeah,
it's just someone born with three buck trees.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Just, you have your plumber's crack, and it's like, whoa, why are there two plumber's cracks? It's like the way worse version of that three boobed lady in Total Recall.
Right, yeah, exactly. You're like, you want a super plumber? This is how you get a super plumber.
Yeah.
Like, why does this plumbing bill cost $8,940?
Because you got a Triassic plumber.
Exactly. You got a little something extra special to look at while they were doing the work.
Okay, so Jack Horner, the reason he does this, I've read, is because he intentionally likes to throw wrenches in science to challenge our preconceived notions, because he doesn't like science to remain stagnant, which I suppose is somewhat an admirable goal, but don't force it.
Right, yeah, it's okay to not be stagnant. Obviously, things change all the time, but trying to force something like that, like, you still have to have a decent amount of proof or a working theory of some sort close enough to be able to...
Freak you, Jack Horner. By the way, if you want to subscribe to the Patreon, though, I'd really appreciate it. Or if you want me to be one of your interns, I'm always available.
We'll still call you enemy of the show, but we'd love to chat with you in person.
You know, he seems like a lovely guy. Like, I saw a clip of him on Alien Planet. Or, like, he was one of the people, like, on the interviews or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, he seems so nice. Like, he looks gentle, soft-spoken.
Right.
Talks about, like, what's the definition of what life is. Like he mentioned, like,
yeah,
he's, yeah, so, because they brought in a bunch of people on that show, like George Lucas and Stephen Hawking. Yeah, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this show?
You've seen Alien Planet, right? That one, the Discovery Channel documentary, the one where like they went to Darwin 4 and there were the probes.
I don't know that I have.
I'm showing you Alien Planet, and then we're okay. talking about it on the Paleobites page.
because, coming up next.
because, and my justification for it is that Jack Horner's in it.
Right? I'm down for that. It sounds like a good time. Is that kind of like a the Future Earth one?
Yes, it's that same stuff. Same it's on stuff. An alien planet.
It's an alien planet. Okay, because yeah, I've seen like the Future Earth one. I just haven't seen the. Nice. That's awesome.
Okay, we're watching that later.
I'm down for that.
I swear I've shown that to you before, but I guess not. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very familiar. Maybe I'll recognize it when we start watching it or something.
Yeah, I'll show you between episodes.
Yeah.
All right, so let's rate Triceratops 1 out of 65 million. I'm going to rate it's a pretty classic dinosaur, so
right?
60 million.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go 62 million, I think. Yeah.
You know.
I have to go with 63 million because, you know, 6 is derivative of 3, 3 is a 3.
That's too much math.
Triassic.
That's too much math. yeah, and Triassic. I'm trying to deliberately avoid it. I'll ignore that part.
ignore what part?
yeah, exactly. So, yeah, 60 million for me. Actually, it's a little bit overrated. I've always been more of a Pentaceratops man myself.
Oh, really?
yeah.
I don't know. I've always liked Triceratops. Yeah, I like a lot of them.
Triceratops is boring to me. Like, there's so many cooler. Like, actually, wait, I'm going down. And also, this is more thematic. Like, this is probably the biggest downgrade I've ever done. From 60 million to 33 million.
33 million.
33 because 3-3, so.
Talked yourself into cutting that nearly in half.
yeah. Yeah, 33 million. But because, like, it's just boring, honestly.
Really?
Like, you could do better. Like, Pentaceratops. Yeah. Like, even if you don't want, like, the elaborate horn designs of, like, Styracosaurus or Aeneasaurus or Nasutoceratops or Regaliceratops or whatever. You still got, like, if you still want the classic three horns, you still got Pentaceratops and, you know, Torosaurus and Chasmosaurus and Cosmoceratops.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some other central story ones like Medusaceratops. You know what? 3 million.
Well, I'm going to stick with my 63 million. There's something about Triceratops.
I mean, look, it's got.
There's a lot of dinosaurs out there that I do feel that way about, that there's just like ones that are just so much cooler. Parasaurolophus.
Parasaurolophus, yes. Parasaurolophus.
You know, there's so many Parasaurolophus. Yeah,
Parasaurolophus.
I knew I missed something up there. You know, I feel like there's so many cooler, like. Duck-billed, horn kind of dinosaurs.
No, Parasaurolophus is cool. It's got the horn. Well,
yeah,
not the
there
crest.
Are other ones that have horns, too, that have different shapes.
I guess it's true. There's, like, Centaurosaurus. Or
yeah.
Like, yeah, there's, like,
Carithosaurus
is the one with the helmet.
Is what
yeah.
I was thinking of. Yeah.
I want to do an episode of that. It means helmeted lizard, so.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that one. I'm like, there are cooler ones out there.
Yeah.
Even Stegosaurus. There are some other cool ones
out
there.
Yeah, it's like a giant Spinosaurus.
And things, but... You know, I still actually really like Stegosaurus, too, but...
Stegosaurus is pretty cool.
Triceratops always held this weird...
Nah, see, I don't know, it's just...
Romanticism
like,
for
I
me.
I guess.
And I'm not even bringing up the Triassic part of the romanticism thing.
Nah, right? So that's like, not romance. That's just... I mean, that's not romance. There's no romance involved in Triassicism.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. That is
pure carnal.
Carnal. There we go, because they're herbivores. yeah, I don't know why. I just really like it. They're just... You know, I don't know.
I guess. I don't know, like...
Yeah,
it's all right. I don't know. I could do better. You know what? 3,
just 3. We're cutting out all the zeros.
yeah. Nah. Okay.
Minus 59,999,997. Boom.
Okay, so it adds up to 60. Okay, 60 million, not 65. It's still 5 million short. But...
Right.
Okay. No, I'm actually gonna give it 33 million. I think, or 40 million. Wow, I'm really flip flopping here. 40 million. Done.
Are you sure? Is that your final answer?
It has nothing to do with try or anything. I don't care. Done. 40 million.
That's
my definitive answer. That's it for this week. You want to get a hold of the show, which you don't at this point. But
right. You're like, just stop talking. If you do want to check out anything.
MattDonCreator.com for original questions to either co-host. I'm deliberately interrupting you.
Yeah, he's interrupting me because I want to promote my new film.
No, you don't. He does not. I mean, he does, but I'm not going to let him.
feel free to, if you want to ask questions about the plot or whatever, make
you
sure
can
to go into detail.
Follow me personally at Matthew Donald Creator on Facebook, Matthew Donald 64 on Twitter, Matthew Donald 64 on Instagram.
And please make sure to send him all the reviews of the movie when it comes out, because I want him to read all the stellar reviews.
On the show. All right.
Yeah.
If you make the film, and I will read the reviews. I promise you that.
Okay, it's a deal.
Oh, God. No. Now I'm responsible for him making the film. What
exactly.
have I done?
Yeah, he's created a monster.
Now I've become Death, the destroyer of worlds. This, the tragedy of Robert Oppenheimer creating the nuclear bomb is just as bad as me letting
exactly.
the Triassic
in 20 years when you're learning in your history books about how the film industry was destroyed. It's going to be one person's name at the top of the Every Reasons list.
Not the person who made the film.
No, it's the one who made me made the film. Matthew Hall.
I have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print to Kindle. There actually is a Triceratops. Of course there is. Why wouldn't there be? But he's actually a pretty big character in it. He's actually the king of the Tyrannian kingdom, is a bit of irony.
Right? They have a lot of fun in that kingdom.
Yeah. No. That's it for this week. It's the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. They don't say anything. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.